This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Chloe Tran. First name is Chloe, C-H-L-O-E, last name is Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Date of birth 6/14/2019. This letter is being written to Queen Win Nguyen. First name is Queen, Q-U-E-E-N. Middle name is Win, Q-U-Y-N-H. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address, 1675 Burdett Drive, Suite 20, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-6944. Fax number 408-274-2258. Dear Dr. Queen Nguyen, Q-U-E-E-N, last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Chloe has came to our office with the following problems. Number one, multiple food allergies. Number two, atopic dermatitis. As you know, Chloe has had many food allergies, and you have done some RAS testing, and it revealed many positive RAS reactions. Her total IgE is 777, which is moderately high, and thus pretty much is suggestive of some significant allergies, period. Chloe has reacted to many foods in her life and may have received EpiPen in past period. I'm glad she does have EpiPen, and I recommend it to her to go on YouTube and familiarize herself with the use of EpiPen, period. I discussed with her the appropriate use of EpiPen, and she should administer it in case there is a reaction, and then call 911 or go to emergency room, period. She's had bad reaction to banana and peanuts in Vietnam and may have gone to emergency room over there, period. She also has multiple allergies to different pollens, thus manifesting as mild allergic rhinitis, period. She certainly has significant allergy to eggs, manifested by some emesis and itchy skin, and possibly angioedema. She can eat bread and wheat products. She certainly has some itching with milk and some milk products, but yogurt seems to be okay. She also has some significant problem with peanut butter and some other nuts, and so those should be certainly avoided. As a matter of fact, once she had a bad reaction to hazelnut, and she almost called emergency room, period. She has some reactions to certain vegetables and fruits, manifested by oral itching, and that is very common because of cross reaction between certain pollens and vegetables and fruits, period. Certainly the reaction to banana is quite significant and is certainly IgE mediated, period. She has some problem with a certain fish and shrimp, and it results in itchy skin and perhaps mild angioedema, period. Overall, she is growing well, period. She has mild to moderate atopic dermatitis, mostly localized on her knees and buttocks, and I recommended some Kenalog cream and Atorex for itching, and that seems to be improved, period. Um, examine, she was basically, new paragraph, it was very, she was very uncooperative and it was really not, I really could not do any meaningful exam, period. Certainly it would be very difficult to do any skin testing, period. So we would have to rely on her RAS report and or and any other clinical positive reactions that she might have experienced, period. My final diagnosis, number one, mild to mild to moderate atopic dermatitis, number two, multiple food allergies to eggs, milk, peanuts and tree nuts, and shellfish, and possibly other finfish. She can eat beef, pork, and chicken, and that should and that is certainly that is certainly a good news. Period. I also discussed new paragraph. I next number four, number three. I discussed appropriate skin care and use of moisturizers. Period. As a matter of fact, Chloe would before new foods are introduced. Before, please strike that out. As a matter of fact, any foods that she's allergic to are introduced. Strike all this paragraph. Chloe would certainly need challenge testing if the foods that she's allergic to need to be introduced. It would be very difficult to perform any meaningful challenge testing in our office, and she should be referred to Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Allergy Clinic, and they would be able to manage some challenge testing and let her and allow her to eat a certain foods, period. Till at such time, she should refrain from eating any foods that have resulted in any significant reactions, period. New paragraph, certainly EpiPen use was discussed, and it should be renewed every year to 15 months, and mother should familiarize the appropriate administration of EpiPen, and certainly in case of reaction, first dose should be given, and then 911 should be called, or family should proceed to emergency room, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Chloe Tran.